The Brand Gap by Marty Neumeier. The one-sentence summary. It is vital to bridge the gap between brand strategy and execution. What the book says. This is all about how to bridge the distance between brand strategy and design or brand execution. In most companies, this is separated by a chasm. Left-brain strategists and marketing people on the one hand, analytical, logical, linear, concrete and numerical, and right-brain creative people on the other, intuitive, emotional, spatial, visual and physical. The brand gap can cause a brilliant strategy to fail where it counts most, at the point of contact with the customer. Or it can doom a bold creative initiative before it's even launched. The gap can be bridged by pursuing five areas. 1. Differentiate. Who are you? What do you do? Why does it matter? 2. Collaborate. It's the survival of the fittingest. Specialists work best. 3. Innovate. Design ignites passion, not strategy. Zag when others zig. 4. Validate. Start a dialogue and pay proper attention to feedback. And 5. Cultivate. Looking after brands is never ending. The emphasis of marketing appeal has shifted from features, what it has, to benefits, what it does. To experience, what you'll feel, to identification, who you are. Companies should appoint a CBO, a Chief Brand Officer, although such people are rare because they span the gap between right and left brain. What's good about it? Raymond Loewy espoused Maya, the most advanced yet acceptable solution. All collaboration is tidy in print, but messy in practice. It takes hard work. The successful company is not the one with the most brains, but the one with the most brains acting in concert. Can't be number one or two? Then redefine your category. Competition forces specialisation, the survival of the fittingest. Turfismo is the behind-the-scenes politicking that ruins many initiatives. Featureitis is an infectious desire for more that overloads things, web pages, technology products, with far too much of everything. The swap test involves swapping part of your icon, the name or visual element, with that of a competitor. They should not be interchangeable, and if it looks better, there is room for improvement. The hand test. Cover the logo of any piece of communication and try to work out who did it. If you don't know, the branding isn't strong enough. Edward de Bono suggested that instead of USP, unique selling proposition, brands should pay attention to UBS, unique buying state of their customers. What do you have to watch? Not much. It's short and clear.